From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
You are listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, your home for news, information, and today... a happy Hillary Clinton,
so
that is. You know why she's happy? She and John McCain were the big winners in the New Hampshire primary last night. I'm Allison Stewart, along with my guest co-host, Daniel Holloway from Metro Newspapers.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, January 9th, 2008. And we have Sarah Polley, director of Away From Her, coming in a little bit later.
A lot of people know Sarah Polley mostly as an actress from Go, and but she, you know, like the ripe old age of 27, directed this movie and got Julie Christie to be in it, which is kind of a coup.
Yeah, and it's not just, it's not the sort of frivolous movie that a lot of directors would make in their 20s. This actually tackles a very serious issue of dealing with Alzheimer's.
And you're a movie reviewer by trade, so it's kind of interesting. You actually didn't have to review this movie, right?
Yeah, this movie actually came out before I got the job of film critic, so I watched it last night. And, I hosted yesterday for the first time, so I came home and was a little drowsy. I was like, oh, I'll put the movie on, and snapped me right awake. I was pretty held pretty well by it. If I had been reviewing it, it would get a good one.
All right, so we'll be talking to Sarah Polley. She's supposed to be live in the studio. We'll keep our fingers crossed. You know how that can go. Also coming up on the show, we know we've got him. Jim VandeHei from Politico.com is going to join us to talk a little bit about what Hillary Clinton was laughing about and to give us a preview of what's happening next on the campaign trail.
And today is the beginning of our series on extreme hobbies. Today, people who just love to sweepstake, a verb you never knew, but we'll explain it.
And while most of us have been waist-deep in politics, our producers have been waist-deep in beer. They swear to us this is a business story that they've been working on about the price of hops going up and maybe your six-pack, but they've been weaving around the office for about the past week, so I'm not so sure I'm buying it. And as you mentioned, actress Sarah Polley will join us to talk about her directorial debut. It's called Away From Her.
We'll go to Rachel Martin for today's headlines in just a minute, but first, here's the BPP's big story. When it comes to the New Hampshire primary, consider the immortal words of Yoda. You must unlearn what you have learned. Is that an okay Yoda?
Nice.
Is that okay? Okay. Even though several polls gave Barack Obama frontrunner status, Hillary Clinton won the night with 39% of the vote to Obama's 36%. John Edwards came in third with 17% of the vote. Bill Richardson, 5%.
Here's Clinton celebrating her victory last night.
Over the last week, I listened to you. And in the process, I found my own voice.
And although Obama finished a close second, he said he'd keep fighting.
I am still fired up and ready to go.
Now in the Republican field, months ago, it looked like John McCain was fading fast. Well, apparently, spark's still there. At least in New Hampshire, McCain repeated his 2000 victory, this time topping Mitt Romney 36% to 32%. The rest of the GOP field looked like this. Mike Huckabee, 11%, Rudy Giuliani, 9%, Ron Paul, 8%, Fred Thompson, 1%.
In his victory speech last night, McCain put his own spin on a line Bill Clinton made famous in 1992.
I'm past the age when I can claim the noun kid, no matter what adjective precedes it. But tonight, we sure showed them what a comeback looks like.
The McCain campaign is hoping to ride that wave of momentum into the next big fight in Michigan. Both McCain and Romney have reasons to anticipate perhaps a victory. Mitt Romney's father was once governor of Michigan, and McCain took the state back in 2000. So that showdown happens in just 6 days.
The Democrats are largely skipping Michigan. Clinton is the only name on the ballot there after the Democratic Party stripped the state of its delegates. They are looking ahead to the Nevada caucuses on January 19th.
And then, what's next for all the candidates? Howard Dean knows.
We're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. We're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
He's right. On Super Tuesday, February 5th, 24th states will hold primaries.
May the force be with them. That's the BPP's big story. First, here's Rachel Martin with some more news.